All right, here we go. My name is Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 156 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Back, boys and girls. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's a great honor. If you hit the play button on this podcast, it's a great honor. I appreciate it. Much appreciated. Sincerely, from the bottom of my big swollen, beleaguered heart. The other day I was talking to Tony about something reminded me. When I first started working where I currently work, there was this group of people, and they were trying to drum up a group to go skydiving, right? I don't know. It was going to cost like maybe like $150 each or something. I don't remember. $100, $150, something like that. And you go up and jump out of an airplane, you know, and they teach you how to do it and all this. And they asked me, and I was like, that's good, man. That's rich. There is no way. No way. That shit is. There's in the long list of things that I would never do. Pretty high up there, you know. That's in the upper part of that list. No way. Why would you do that? I don't understand why a person would do that. You know. So they ended up doing it, and nobody got killed. At least I don't remember. I don't think anybody got killed. I don't think anybody pancaked out in the middle of a field somewhere. But anyway, we're talking about that. And I mean, it's just outrageous. You know what I'm saying? So I started thinking about other things that I've never done. And I've written about it at the website through the years. I think I've, at this point, because I've been doing this, doing the website and do the podcast. I'm not saying I do the podcast well, but I do the podcast. Anyway, I think I've covered every subject at this point. But I've written about it in the past. Things, some surprising things. It's not so much weird stuff. It's some surprise. It's got to be stuff that people would be surprised that you've never done, you know? I mean, you can say stuff like, I never wrestled a grizzly bear. Like, yeah, nobody has. That's not surprise. It's got to be surprising stuff, right? So I've written about this in the past, and there's some classics that jump to mind. I tried to find an update that I wrote on this subject. I couldn't really find any, but I know I've done them. It's hard for me to find them because there's thousands of them now, and Google doesn't take me straight there. I don't know why, but anyway, I know there the three things that I've always mentioned in these ones that I write on the website is the old classic, and this is absolutely true. People don't believe me. I've never shit at work. Not once in my entire life. Since the beginning of my job, working life. The first job I ever had, Dunbar Toll Bridge, when I was like 17, somewhere in that neighborhood. Prior to that, I had a paper out. So I wasn't doing much, you know, outdoor, you know, shitting. You know, I wasn't doing any of that. Never. So starting from when I was like 17 years old up to now, never, not one time have I ever had a sit down at work. You know what I'm saying? You know why? Because I have control of my mind. When your mind, I've talked about this. When your mind knows that that's not an option, it figures out some other, you know, it fixes it for you. My mind knows, but if you leave that door open a little bit, that shitting door, you're a slave. You have no control. It controls you, you know. So anyway, Never. That's never happened. Not once. And that's the absolute truth. Yeah, I got to have home field advantage. I'm not, you know, I can't just be shitting all over town. I know some people, they're like pigeons. Shit just falls out of them. They have no control. You know what I mean? That's not me. I've got complete control, as The Clash would say. All right, what else? Oh, never seen The Godfather, any of The Godfather movies. Never seen them. You know one of the reasons why I've never seen them? Too long. I know they're supposed to be great and everything, and I'm sure they are. It's just I've never seen them, and I mean, I'd like to see them, I guess, because there's all kinds of references, you know, decades of references to these movies, and I don't know what the hell anybody's talking about. And it's supposed to be, you know, especially the first two are supposed to be among the greatest movies ever made. So I'd like to see them, I guess. But to this date, to this point, I have not seen them. And there you go. Too long. It's just like, why do they have to be so long? You know, I've never seen the first two Godfathers, but I have seen Animal House, and I have seen The Hollywood Nights. So there you go. I have a feeling, I don't know, I could be wrong, but I have a feeling that I would enjoy both those movies more than The Godfather and The Godfather 2. Is that what it's called? The Godfather 2? Anyway, never seen The Godfathers. And this is another one that people are like, what? There's no way. There's absolutely no way. Never tasted Lucky Charms. I don't know. I don't like those dusty little erasers that they got in there. I don't know. The thought of it, it feels like I've tasted them like somehow. I don't know. Where would I have tasted them like separate from the cereal? Like it's not like I haven't had a bowl of Lucky Charms. I might have eaten like one of those little marshmallows like by itself somehow. I don't know. When it comes to cereal, you know, when it comes to cereal, I like the simple stuff, and that is Rice Krispies, Corn Flakes, shit like that. I like the simple stuff. I do like the Cap'n Crunch. That's right, Cap'n. That's the way it's spelled. I do like that. I like simple stuff. I don't like any of that weird novelty shit. I don't like colorful stuff. I don't want there to be a bunch of shit going on, you know. I just want regular cereal, the kind they used to eat in the 1800s. That's the kind I like. I don't like any of that. I don't like SpongeBob, you know, stuff like that. Just give me some cornflakes, you know. That's awesome. You can't, I mean, that's good, right? In fact, I don't even eat cereal all that much. Cereal, I put in the same category as soup. Bullshit. You know, it's good. It might taste good. But what's the point? It does nothing. You know, it doesn't, you're just as hungry when you're done as when you started. What's the point of that? People are like, soup or salad? I said, are you serious? I mean, who would choose soup? Man, it's ridiculous. But anyway, but if I do eat cereal, it's the simple stuff. I eat it like it's the 1800s. That's the kind of cereal I like, all right? Never had Lucky Charms, all right? So, and I never shit at work, and I've never seen The Godfather. Those are the classics. Those are the ones that I always go to when I write about it at the website. Today, I made a new list, and some of these I might have been mentioned before. I don't know. But the rest of these are from today, all right? These are things, surprising, possibly surprising, things that I've never done in my life. And I'm old. I mean, I had a lot of years to do these things. And so far, it hasn't happened. Smoked a cigarette. I've never smoked a single cigarette in my life. Never even tasted it. I have, however, smoked some cigars. But I don't, you know, that was just messing around, you know, like especially when you're drinking and stuff. Somebody breaks out some cigars, But I've never done any of that where you like suck it into your lungs like cigs, you know? I've never done that. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. All right, so there you go. Is that surprising? I don't know. I've never done any drugs. There you go. You guys are going to start judging me now, right? I can tell you a little bit about that though. When I was a youngster, it was a combination of it scared me, you know, people that did drugs, it scared me. And I looked down my nose. It was like a snobby. It was a combination of being afraid and also feeling superior. It's not something I'm proud of. I'm just telling you what the way it was. All right. So it was like these people at my high school or, you know, junior high or whatever that were doing drugs. I was like, I always looked down my nose. I'm like, what a bunch of losers. That's my point of view on that, especially back then. But then at some point, like when I was 16, I started drinking, you know, and I noticed the way that I reacted to that. Man, I took to that like, you know, like the Russians were in Pittsburgh. You ever heard that phrase? Man, he's drinking like the Russians are in Pittsburgh. What? Anyway, I took to that. I mean, so that, you know, I don't know. If I don't need to add anything to my repertoire. And I worked in the music industry for 17 years, so I was around plenty of drugs. I was at events and parties and stuff, and people were snorting coke and doing, who knows? I mean, I don't know. I was around that shit. I never did any of it because I had no, because I knew that if I started doing something like that, I'd probably love it, you know, and then that shit would take me out, you know. That was my concern. So at the beginning, I was afraid of it. It seemed scary to me. And then I also had a little bit of a snobby view on it. And then I started drinking, and I noticed that they, you know, I was really into that. And I didn't need to add anything, you know. I didn't need to add something else. So that's, you know, when I had opportunities when I was working in the music biz or when I was, you know, hanging out in Atlanta and stuff, you know, in those years, you know, I had many, many opportunities. And I said no every time. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't snobby about it anymore, but it wasn't for me, right? So I never did that. You can judge me, whatever. Never had a one-night stand. What do you think about that shit? Never. I had a couple opportunities. The thing about me, and for better or for worse, is I've had three lengthy relationships in my life. It's pretty much covered my entire life, you know, from like 17 or 18, whatever, to now. I've had three lengthy relationships that pretty much took up that. So there wasn't a whole lot of dating. There wasn't any of that dating, which is suck. I did do it for 6 months or so in Atlanta. It was the worst thing ever. And during that time, there were a couple of instances where things were leading in that direction. I had no feelings for this person. I was supposed to do... So I ejected myself from the situation. You can take my man card away. But I didn't want to... You know, I had no feelings. I'm not going to... That's not the way I operate. So that's never happened. Also, related note... Obviously, never hired a hooker or anything, a whore, you know, never. And I've never gone to any of those bordellos, like out in Nevada, whorehouses, you know, never. The Cat Ranch or whatever, never. Was that what it's called? No. Mustang Ranch, the Cat Ranch. Oh, that's Mark Maron's house. He calls it the Cat Ranch. The Mustang Ranch. I used to work with this guy in Atlanta. Atlanta. He said he went there, and it's in Reno, I think, or outside of Reno. And they took him into this room. They told him to take his clothes off and wait, and somebody would be in. So he's sitting there naked, and he later found out that he was on like closed circuit TV, like all these people were watching him. And he's sitting there like, what the hell's that? You know? He wouldn't, I don't know. See, I've never done anything like that. I wouldn't be able to. I mean, I'm not. Forget that. You know, no way. Let's see, what else? Never gotten a tattoo. I have no tattoos. I do have, I was with Mark Maynard, my friend, Mark Maynard, who used to have a zine called Crime Wave USA with his wife. Great. One of the best zines in the world. And we were friends. And we were drunk. We were drinking, you know. And he was trying to talk me into getting the Smoking Fish. You know, the Surf Report mascot. He was trying to get me. We were rip-roaring drunk. And he was trying to, he was pressuring me, you know. He was doing a pretty good pressure job on trying to get me to get the Smoking Fish on my right shoulder. And for a split second, I considered doing it because there was a tattoo shop right across from the bar that we were in. And I don't know. At the last second, I said, no, I'm not going to do that. No way. No way. He got one, and he drew it on a napkin. I wasn't with him when this happened. But he told me about it. He drew this thing on a napkin. It was like a drawing of the devil, and he's holding a pitchfork, you know. And it said, "Evil is bad." He has that on his shoulder. Anyway, he was pressuring. That was the closest I ever came. I don't have any tats. I don't have any kind of like piercings or any of that shit. I mean, you know. So that's, you know. Neither do my kids. Or my wife. None of us. So there you go. No tattoos. Don't have any plans on doing it. Although I threaten to every once in a while. I come up with, I want to get like, maybe like the Pillsbury Doughboy on my forearm or something. Anyway. I've never been arrested. See, you guys are judging me now. But I'll tell you what. The arrested thing, there were several situations that the only reason I wasn't arrested is because they all knew my dad. My dad was a fireman. He was a fireman all his life in this little town we lived in, Dunbar. And all the cops knew him, you know. So I'd get into these situations, find myself in these various situations, you know what I'm saying, that other people might have been arrested, and they say, are you John Kay's boy? And I say, yeah. And they, all right, well, you need to go straight home and not come back out tonight, you know, that kind of thing. There was various, you know, a lot of it had to do with alcohol, not always. There was also some kind of I don't want to get into it. It was like 40 years ago, and I still don't want to talk about it. But because they all knew my dad, they let me go, right? And that was the only reason I was never arrested. And the only downside to that is they would go straight to my dad and tell him about it. So, you know, it's not like I got off scot-free. I just never was, you know, booked and fingerprinted and all that stuff. I just never, you know, luckily, everybody knew my dad and liked him, and that got me out of some things. Although my dad, you know, not happy when he has to hear that shit, you know, when they come and talk to him about something, yet another thing I've done, you know. I've never had surgery, thank God. I think I would freak out. I don't know. I've never even had any kind of like, you know, I've never been put to sleep or anything. You know, anesthesia. So I don't know. I'd be terrified that I'd never wake up. You know, I'd have some kind of allergic reaction to it or something. That'd be the end. That would be my concern. And I've never had surgery. And hopefully I can keep that rolling, you know. But and I've never even been. See, I shouldn't even talk about this stuff because I feel like I'm going to jinx myself. I've never had to spend the night in a hospital, not for myself. My mom had surgery. It was a long time ago now. But we lived in the hospital for days on end when she was recovering. She had complications. I don't know. It went on. It was a terrifying situation. I thought she was going to die. But she's still with us to this day. I was like 20 years ago. And I remember we saw this teacher. I was with my friend Billy. We were walking out of the hospital. He came up there to see my mom. And we were walking out of the hospital. We saw this teacher that we had in junior high. And we started talking to him. And he's like, he goes, we're like, what are you doing up here? He goes, my brother's wife, yeah, she's got that cancer, that cancer that starts in the ass. We're like looking at each other like, what the? She's got that cancer that starts in the ass. That's the way he described it. So anyway, I've never had to spend the night in a hospital, never had surgery. To date, I mean, now that I say it out loud, I feel like I'm gonna jinx myself, and it's gonna happen. But as I record this, that's the situation. I've never broken a bone. Nope, never. My son, the older boy, as we call him, I think he was in the broken arm of the month club for a while. Felt like he was breaking shit left and right. Always his arms, you know. He's a maniac when he was younger, you know. In fact, he just broke his arm recently, like last winter, I think. He was out there shoveling. It was snowing, and he was out there shoveling the driveway, and he slipped and fell, tried to catch himself, broke his arm. It's been broken so many times, it's probably, who knows. But anyway, that's never happened to me. I've never ridden a motorcycle. What do you think about that? I had this friend, Mike was his name. He lived in North Carolina, same time I did. He used to drive that thing. He had a motorcycle, and he used to drive that thing back and forth to Dunbar, even in the winter. Like, he'd be going across this. There's this area in Virginia called Fancy Gap. It's a big mountain. I mean, it is out in the middle of nowhere, man. You feel like you're going back in time. In fact, there's like stores up in there that have, like, you know, a small, I wouldn't say a large number of racist, you know, they have, like, racist memorabilia, collectibles, tchotchkes, you know, for the home, you know, something you could take home. Like, you know, I don't know, it's like they sold T-shirts and stuff that had, like, racist comments on it. It's like, what the hell is this? Like, what the hell? How's this? I don't understand. How's this even? That was a long time ago. I don't know. They're probably still in business. I have no idea. But anyway, I used to drive that thing across Fancy Gap Mountain all the way from Greensboro, North Carolina to Dunbar, West Virginia. I've never been on a motorcycle. I had no desire. None. Zero desire. Couldn't give two shits about that. I don't understand. You can put that in the same category as jumping out of an airplane. Why? Why would you do such a thing? It makes no sense. All right. Never been skiing, and that's downhill or water. You know, never been on a pair of skis. Not once in my life. Yeah, don't give two shits about that either. It's not like I don't feel like I'm missing anything. I've never been ice skating. I mean, what? You know, why? I haven't been roller skating when I was a kid. That was, I don't know, not very fun. You do the hokey pokey and all that stuff. Remember that? It's like put your left foot in, you know, all that stuff. The hokey pokey. And then they'd have the couple skate. And then there'd always be this douche that had his own skates that he brought from home. He'd be doing the backwards. He'd be skating backwards, you know. His hair's all feathered, you know. Eh. Not really fun. I mean, I don't know why people do that. I guess it was the social side of it. You know what I like most about that is you could order a drink there called, it was, you know, soda. It's like fountain drinks, but they'd get it for you. You know, it's not like today where you get your own, but you order it. It's called Around the World. You know, it wasn't on the menu. You'd say, give me an Around the World. And they would just mix all the sodas together, you know. They just go give you a little squirt of each one of them until it was full. Tasted like pure hell, but it's fantastic when you're a kid. Can I have an Around the World, please? That was the best part of it. I remember there was a sign that says no bare midriffs. You know, right when you're going into the place, thing says no bare midriffs. I was like, what the shit is that? What the hell's a midriff? You know, why do I remember stuff like this? All right. Let's see. Never been in a hot tub. I have no way. Anywhere you go where there's a hot tub, I look at that thing, and that thing is just a bubbling stew of ball sweat and ass, you know, bodily fluids, you know, who knows? That thing, there's no way. Why would you, like, especially at, like, gyms and stuff, no way. Or even hotels, that's gross. You know, there's people in there getting it on. And I don't need any of that. You know, I'm not getting down in that thing like a stew of, oh, God, who knows? I don't even want to think about it. I'm not submerging myself in such a thing. I don't understand the point of it, to tell you the truth. And I had an opportunity to have one of those, installed at my house when we lived out in California. My boss, I think he spent thousands on his, and he was going to upgrade and get a bigger one or something. He said, I'll let you have this thing for like $500 and I'll put it in for you. He goes, I'll install it for you. He said, this thing's worth $3,500 or something. I said, I don't think so. You know, it's not really something I can see myself, you know, getting up into. You know, I can't see myself climbing that ladder, getting in that thing. I just, it's not really a Jeff K style, you know, that's not a way to spend the evening, you know. He's like, all right, whatever, I'm trying to do you a favor here, but, you know, I said, I appreciate that, but I'm not really a hot tub type guy, you know, never been in one, never been on a cruise. I would do that, you know, I have no issue with that. I would, if the opportunity arose, Tony doesn't seem to be into it at all, but I would do that, you know, just to have the experience. You know, I'm not against it. It's just never happened yet. But I always like, when I think about that, I would like to do one of those Alaska cruises. Now that would be good. I'd do that. I'd go on any cruise if the opportunity arose. You know, I'm not against it. I just never have done it. And I've never been to Mexico, even when I lived in Southern California. We used to go down to San Diego all the time. We never went into Mexico. I mean, we had little kids, you know. We're not going to go over there and go to the donkey show with a couple of little toddlers, you know. But, you know what I'm saying? Never ventured into Mexico. Been to Canada a few times. Told you, we walked into this bathroom, me and one of the boys. We walked in this bathroom of a restaurant. Some guy's in there taking a dump. It's got the whole funk. It's got it all funked up in there. Which, again, see, this would never happen with me. I mean, so, whatever. We walked in there, and the kid, the boy, whichever boy it was, I can't remember, goes, you know, he's like, oh, God, you know, because he's a little kid, and he's like, oh, God, oh, my God, you know, when it hits him in the face, like a slap across the face. And we hear this guy over in one of the stalls goes, I'm sorry. It was like unbelievably. I mean, we were laughing for like 5 solid minutes. You just hear this like disembodied voice from across the room. I'm sorry. Anyway, I've been to Canada a few times. Nice. I got nothing bad to say about Canada. So, but never Mexico. Never once. So I would, again, I'm willing to do it. It just hasn't really happened yet. So that's my list. If you have lists of your own, please share them. Share them with us. You can call us. Call a hotline. In fact, I have three messages to share with you from the Surf Report hotline. If you want to call in, like these three folks that I'm going to play the messages for, you can do it too. You can be a part of the show, just like these three. The number, 570-290-8151. Again, that's 570-290-8151. Give it a call 24 hours a day. And, you know, leave a message, ask a question, make a comment, whatever. make a suggestion, whatever you want to do. You can call it all the time. It's just voicemail, and I'll use it in the show almost certainly. So do that today if you're so inclined. Also, if you want to support my efforts and get two of these podcasts a week instead of a measly one, you can do that too over at patreon.com. That's Patreon, patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation, and you'll get an extra episode of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast every single week. So you can do that today, too. $4. You won't even notice it. Put it on a credit card. You won't even notice it. And it helps me a great deal, and you'll get an extra podcast every week. How cool is that? And if you want to send me an email, you can send it to surfreportpod@gmail.com. All right. I have three messages. The first one's from Wisey. He's called before, and here it is.
Jeff, Wisey in T-Town here. First off, I wanted to wish you a happy belated birthday. I think I mentioned we're both the same age. So, anyhow, you're not getting old. Don't panic. We're seasoning. Dude, I just listened to your selling meat door-to-door episode. Holy shit. That was like watching Glengarry Glen Ross. It was that stressful. And that cheesy guy pretty much sounded exactly like the guy in the movie, except he didn't pull out the brass balls. But, man, what I want to know is, after you wrecked the car, what kept you from just putting the bullet in your brain? I mean, I can sense you just being beat down to where, you know, you just want to end it all. So my question to you or my request is, dude, you got to follow us up. You got to get us from that spot to how you dug yourself out of this hole. Because seriously, after listening to all that, I'm surprised you're still alive. So anyhow, maybe you could have a part two to that story and how you recovered. So anyhow, love your show. It's always fun. You're a good storyteller. And anyhow, that's it. Y'all take care. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. That was one of the worst. I mean, you know, I've had some down, you know, it's peaks and valleys my life. That's definitely one of the deepest valleys. I mean, that was a horrific time of my life. I'll tell you, maybe I'll do a follow-up on it, but I can tell you this much. 6 months later, I left the state of West Virginia, never returned. Kelly and I, who I mentioned in that, you know, we were together. We were she and I were boyfriend, girlfriend for a long time, years, you know. And we were still together when I moved to North Carolina. And then, you know, eventually we were like, we were apart from each other, and we were like, I think both of us at the same time were like, you know, maybe this is, you know, maybe this isn't like, you know, maybe this isn't a long-term thing, you know. So we started, as soon as we were apart, you know, it started unraveling quickly. But anyway, 6 months after that horrible selling meat door-to-door thing where I, you know, crashed that truck. This guy with his Czechoslovakian car, asshole, you know. Yeah, 6 months later, I left. Not only did I leave my parents' house where I was living, I left the state of West Virginia. So that was a bad period of my life. Horrible. But I tell you what, when I moved to North Carolina, everything instantly got better. Well, not instantly, but eventually got better. You know, things started moving in the right direction. I had to extract myself. It was addition by subtraction, as they say. Thanks for the call, YZ. I appreciate it. Call me anytime. And the next one is our first lady caller, Jessica. And here she is.
Hey, Jeff. This is Jessica from Iowa. What's the old verbiage? A long-time listener, first-time caller, what have you. Am I the first lady caller? I kind of think I might be, and if so, I hope some other ladies step up their game. Anyhow, I just wanted to pitch an idea to you. I don't know if this is doable, But a few episodes ago, or maybe many episodes ago, who knows, you were talking about a box you had when you left a job, and I think maybe it was a job in California, and you said that you still have that box and you don't know what's in it. I think it'd be a real fun ride for you to unbox that box and go over its contents with us as a surprise for some a podcast, maybe. I don't know. Worth a shot. So anyway, that was just bouncing around in my mind, and I wanted to say high five thanks. A long time ago, you brought up buttermilk marinade for steak. I live in Iowa, the heartland corn state. We got a lot of beef around here. Never heard of that. Gave it a shot. It was superb. So there we go. Thanks so much for all you do. Give me some good laughs, and thanks a million. All right, bye.
Thank you for the call, and I agree. We need, ladies, let's up your game. Let's, you know, you guys need to call in. It's not just all guys. Let's do it. Give me a call. 24 hours a day. I appreciate the call, Jessica, and I think that's a great idea. That box is from Atlanta, actually. I took I was leaving Atlanta to move to California. This is in 1996. So what is that? Almost a quarter century ago. And basically, I took everything that was on my desk in Atlanta, put it in a box, sealed it up, and I still have it, I think. I think it's still down in the basement. I mean, I never opened it. It's got to be down there. I mean, it's a mess down there. It's a disaster. I mean, but that would be fun. I like that idea, and I need to find that box, crack that baby open. You know what's in there? I had a list, I remember. I think it's in there. I had a list on my desk underneath the, like I had one of those big desk calendars, and underneath it, I had this piece of paper, and every time I went to see a band, I would write it down. And it was maybe like the last year that I was there, maybe less than a year, but I wrote down all these concerts that I went to. I'd love to see that. There was a hunk of the Berlin Wall, a big chunk of the Berlin Wall that I had on my desk. It had like spray paint on it, you know, it's just like a big chunk of it. I had that on my desk. There's all kinds of stuff. So that would be good. That would be a good idea. I love your idea. It's perfect. I'm gonna try to do that. Thank you for calling, Jessica. Much appreciated. And the final, number three this week, is from Clinton. Here it is.
Hi, Jeff. This is Clinton from Indiana. Hey, I heard your Fresh Frustrations podcast regarding your thermostat and furnace. And I was just wondering, did you try restarting them? Just checking. Thanks, bud. Bye.
All right. I hear you. I know what you're doing. Trying to push my buttons. Because I was complaining about how people are always saying, like I was having trouble with my texting. My phone wouldn't text out. You could text in, but I couldn't text out. And everybody I told about, they were like, did you try restarting? I talked about that in the Patreon episode. And so we're like, did you try restarting your phone? It's like, yes. What do you think I'm an idiot or something? God. Yes, I did. I tried restarting. So I was ranting about that. So now the thermostat down here wasn't working either. So now he's saying, did you try to restart it? All right. I got you. Try to push my buttons. Trying to push me over the edge. Thanks, Clinton. I'll give you guys an update on those two stories. My text message situation, I had a weird situation. Like I said, I couldn't text out, but I could text if I sent, like if I went into my gallery and shared a photo through text, it would go through. So I had to send the only way, if I needed to text somebody, I had to send a picture. So I was doing this, I had this photograph of a bowl of beans that I took for my website. It was a bowl of white beans, Great Northern beans. And every time I had to text somebody, I had to send them a picture of beans. And that's the only way I could get it to go through. And I had to contact producer Zip about something. And I sent him that picture of the beans. He was like, what the shit's this? I told him, I said, the only way I can get, the only way I can text is I have to attach a photo of beans on it. And he was like, what the? So then he started texting me back photos of beans. We're like back and forth with the beans. But my picture was always the same picture, you know. And I had to contact Tony a couple times. I had to send her that bean picture. Like my boss asked me to text her about something. I was like, should I fire off the beans to her? And I was like, I don't think so. So I just called her. But anyway, so the way I fixed this, I opened a ticket, or I submitted some kind of help desk thing with Verizon. And they wrote me back like 24 hours later. It wasn't super fast, but they wrote me back and they said, download this app. And it was called Carrier Services or something. It was some kind of Google thing. I never heard of it before. So I went in the Google store, Google Play store, and I found it, downloaded it. And they said, once it's installed, just reboot your phone. Just restart your phone. So I did that, and it started working again. Also, about 30 text messages come flooding in. So I guess I wasn't even receiving all the text messages either. Thing was going bing, 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 bing. It's like all these text messages are starting flooding into my phone that I never received before. And then I could start texting again. I don't know what the hell. So the fact of the matter is, it happens often enough that they know exactly what to do, you know? And everybody at work and everybody I talked to, they were like, did you try this? Did you try, you know, like I'm an idiot. Like I'm stupid. Like I don't know anything. See, yes, everything that you suggested, I tried, you know, 24 hours ago when it started happening, you know, irritating, you know? And the ironic thing about that, you know, the message that Clinton left is on the thermostat, the guy finally came out here and took a look at it. And you know what he did to it? He restarted it. So I know you're trying to push my buttons, Clinton, and I appreciate that. But that's how he fixed it. He said there was like some kind of start, like a restart, like a reset button on the back of it. And he took the thing down, and he engaged that somehow, and then it started working. So you might be trying to push my buttons, but that's how you actually fix the thing. I don't know anything about it. How am I supposed to know? I wouldn't know anything. I wouldn't even be able to get the thing off the wall. Probably tear a hole in the wall. Probably be like a big open, just a hole in the drywall. So anyway, thank you guys for calling. I really do appreciate it. And we're at the end of this thing. So until next time, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine day. I'll see ya. Bye. She's got that cancer that starts in the ass.